Random House Audio presents Fangs, The Vampire Archives, Volume 2. Edited by Otto Penzler. Read for you by Peter Altschuler, Scott Brick, Eric Davies, Susan Deniker, Susan Durden, Stephen Hoy, Carrington McDuffie, Robin Sachs, Simon Vance, Bob Walter, and Steve West.
Introduction by Otto Penzler. Read by Bob Walter. While Bram Stoker's outstanding Victorian novel Dracula is certainly the most famous vampire story, it is not the first, having been preceded by John Polidori's The Vampire in 1816. This story was invented in perhaps the most significant single moment in the history of supernatural literature. As Gordon Lord Byron read Christabel, Samuel Taylor Coleridge's vampire poem, to his friend Percy Bysshe Shelley, his wife Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, and their physician Dr. Polidori, he challenged the group to come up with an equally frightening story. Mary Shelley conceived the story of Frankenstein that night, and Polidori, clearly an untalented hack, was inspired to write the first English-language vampire story, which is, alas, far too tedious to include in this collection. None of these works to any significant degree inspired Stoker to write Dracula, an honor that fell to the great author of macabre fiction, Sheridan Le Fanu, whose novelette Carmilla in 1870 featured a lesbian vampire with the ability to transform herself into a gigantic cat, scandalizing Victorian readers. The great Gothic tradition of ruined castles and abbeys, whose rooms and crypts serve as resting places for...